You're listening to a sermon that is part of the Vision Series from Journey the Way Church in Wichita, Kansas. For more information, go to journeytheway.com.
Welcome this morning. We're glad you're here. I won't redo all that introduction again, except to say, open your Bible to Acts chapter 8 with us this morning as we go in there. We're in the middle of our vision series, and we've been talking about who we are as a church, who Journey the Way is, and our journey of the way following Christ. And we've been looking at what God has called us to do, who He's called us to be. And now for the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at several identities that are key to our discipleship and our following of Jesus. And so let me ask you to read with me from Acts 8, verse 26, down to verse 40 this morning. Luke writes and says, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.' And he rose and went, and there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. And he had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join this chariot.' So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah, the prophet, and he asked, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' And he said, 'How can I understand unless someone guides me?' And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: 'Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearers is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth.' And the Ethiopian said to Philip, 'About whom, I ask, does this prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?' And then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?' And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea." Father, we pray and we ask you this morning that you would speak to us. Lord, as we see our identity in your word as being followers of yours, disciples, and that identity being one of being learners, I pray, Lord, that you would humble us to learn of you, that you would put us in proximity to your word, and God, that we would grow and that we would develop and follow you as learners. Lord, I pray that your spirit would move and speak this morning, that your word would change our lives and transform us to display and to declare Jesus and his glory. Glorify yourself this morning and make much of your name today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what do you think of when you think of a learner? What's the first thing that might come to your mind? I know for me and for many of you, you're already starting to think like, oh, school, education. School might have been a bad experience for you at some point along the line, whether you made it all the way through college and you did that, or did graduate stuff, or whether it was just high school and you finished that, or some of you are in school right now and you're like, that's my trial, that's my tribulation right now, is just education, it's just not working. And so when you think of this term learning, it's one that becomes very burdensome, and it's one that's like, you're just not up for it today. Learning and the idea of school, not fun. For some of you, though, and maybe you're a little bit wired up like I am in this way, education and school, as it were, is something that's very exciting. Man, to learn something new, to dive in, to get some more information and to grow and develop from that, I'm all for that. I love that kind of thing. And some of you, I was even talking with one of you this morning, that you're like, I just love to hop onto YouTube and learn new things that I don't know and watch these little videos about how it works and then go out and try it and do it. That's compelling to many of you. When we talk about this idea of our identity, who we are, we have to start by thinking about our identity as learners. We're coming in this vision series, and we've been talking about the vision of Journey the Way, that God has called us to love Him with all that we have, all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the gospel motivates us to that. And He's called us to love one another, that we love others because Christ has first loved us. And again, the gospel motivates us to that. And then we pray and we ask and we say, God, would You by Your grace turn the world upside down by Your work here through us? Would You change everything as we go on mission and as we live in the world in which You've called us to? And once again, we've seen that the gospel is our motivation for mission. Seeing the world turned upside down is a work of God's grace in us as we see that He has loved us. He has redeemed and saved us and brought us into community and then calls and sends us to go and extend His love to the world in which we live. That's who we are and who we are becoming as a church. In keeping with that, though, we want to ask the question, well, how do we go from day-to-day life doing that? How do we pursue God on a 9-to-5, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 365?